Hotter Than Mother's Music, where you can find the Triad Radio Guide, among other things like imports, Con, Tagamago, Focus, and many, many more at Hotter Than Mother's, corner of Route 83 and Northwest Highway in beautiful Mount Prospect, Illinois. And you are tuned to Triad Freeform Radio in your ears weeknights from 8 to 1 on WXFM in Elmwood Park. Broadcasting from studios in Elmwood Park and high atop 333 North Michigan Avenue in downtown Chicago, 106 in stereo. We heard the music of King Crimson in the Court of the Crimson King, followed by a request, Tonto's Expanding Headband, from the album Zero Time and Jet Sex. In between, something new from Elf and Gambler's Gambler. Also, the music of the Atomic Rooster and a little breath of inner air, followed by David Bowie, alias Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, from the album The Man Who Sold the World, a little ditty about an insane asylum called All the Madmen on Triad.
Thank you. after silence, that which comes closest to expressing the inexpressible is music. And the music comes from My Goals Beyond, an album by John McLaughlin. Music for meditation, contemplation, from My Goals Beyond, an album by John McLaughlin on Douglas Records. My Goals Beyond, a truly beautiful album by John McLaughlin on Douglas Records. Available at Hotter Than Mother's Music in Mount Prospect, Lakehurst Music Shop in Waukegan, and the Yorktown Music Shop in Lombard, as well as Val's Hella in Oak Park. Some good jazz happening tonight. You still have a chance to make it over there. That's at the Open Center, 1755 North North Park. The sounds are being provided by Life Rhythms. There's another set tonight at 10, so you have plenty of time to make it down there. Admission is only $1.50. And again, it's at 1755 North North Park in Old Town. Life Rhythms, an evolutionary music ensemble. You'd also see Life Rhythms every Monday this month at Ratso's. Back to more from the other side, from Lucifer's Friend.
Hey, kids, looky this. From 3-in-1 comes the most exciting new toy idea in years. The Junior Jesus Holy Man Kit. Yes, Junior Jesus, the game that all the kids are in a hubbub about. The game that can put you in the right-hand seat in a jiffy. Can be played by 13 players, you and 12 friends. Just look at all these wonderful things that can be yours if you get your Junior Jesus Holy Man Kit. Special tablets that can turn water into wine in the twinkling of an eye, non-alcoholic. Transparent, inflatable, floating vinyl plastic rubber feet, just right for a sashaying across small rivers and streams. One small pamphlet chock full of wise sayings and parables. One full-sized stuffed camel with nose partially jammed inside a needle eye. Assorted palm leaves, loaves of bread, and fishes. And many, many more wonderful and exciting fun items just like Jesus used to use. The Giant Junior Jesus Kit is also available, including optional extras of sandals, state, sex, and size, and robe and crepe hair beard. That's the Junior Jesus Holy Man Kit. It's educational, Mom.
Call now. The first 100 callers receive absolutely free a genuine burlap carrying bag. Call now. In New York, the number is 497-3295. That's 777-7772. In New Jersey, the number is 3. Out of town, come back soon. That number again is 678-910-1112. Hurry now while the supply lasts.
This offer prohibited by law. Portions of the preceding message were falsified to dupe the public. A product of Rose Pivnik Enterprises, Flatbush and Coney Island. Personnel appearing in the preceding message were artificially stimulated with personal vibrators.
Sons of Zior.
Where nobody can disturb you. A hut, a ruin, a desolate heath, a crossroad, an attic, a cellar, or some secluded chamber. You make the usual preparations, a hazel wand, a knife, a bloodstone. Candles flicker, the charcoal glows, the perfumed smoke of incense drifts around you. Sulfur and brandy hiss and burn. You begin to recite the invocation in a strong voice, without fear or hesitation. Emperor Lucifer, master of all the rebellious spirits, I beseech thee to be favorable to me in this conjuration I make upon thy great minister, Lucifuge Rofocale, as I desire to make a pact with him. I beg thee also, Prince Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies, to protect me in this undertaking. O Count Ashtoreth, favor me and cause that this very night the great Lucifuge appear unto me in human form without any evil smell or foul effluvium, and that he shall grant me by means of the pact that I shall deliver to him whatever I shall ask of him. O great Lucifuge, I beseech thee to leave thy dwelling in whatever region it may be and come to this place and speak with me. Appear then instantly, or I shall torment you continually forever and ever. Now the candles fade and flicker and go out. A chill wind forces itself upon you. You feel the presence of death. Now you say, come, Lord of Blackness, Lord of Power, Lord of Death. Lucifuge Rofocale appears. The spirit replies, I cannot grant thy demand, but on condition that thou givest me thyself at the end of 20 years, so that I shall do with thee, body and soul, whatsoever shall please me. This is the solemn and terrible moment. The supreme decision must be taken. Throw him your pact, which must be written in your own hand on a small piece of virgin parchment. It should consist of these few words and be signed with your veritable blood. Pact. I promise great Lucifuge to repay him in 20 years for all he shall give me, in witness whereof I have signed X in my blood. And how you are damned. Perhaps you're interested in present-day witchcraft. More interested, say, than in the old witchcraft. Do you think you might like to join a coven of witches? It's possible, you know. But they have rather strict rules. Let me tell you a little bit about them. Now, most modern covens consist of 13 witches. They choose their members very carefully. First, you will be questioned. Do you believe in reincarnation? Do you believe that witchcraft, the old religion, is the true religion? The high priestess will probe your psychic consciousness, looking for signs of unusual powers or perception, perhaps clairvoyance. She will read your vibrations, assess your aura. If she accepts you, you must study for 13 months. If you pass your tests and are accepted, you must prepare for the rites of initiation. The witches gather on a night that has been chosen by consulting the stars. A large circle is drawn on the ground with a magic knife and marked with chalk. The altar is placed by a scent of magic influence on it. Candles flicker upon the altar, incense rises and burns. There is the vessel of salted water, a white cord symbolizing unity, and a scourge, a whip, symbol of purification. The priestess sprinkles water in the circle on the instruments as she chants an invocation, calling on the ancient gods of north, south, west, west. You stand outside the magic, awaiting as the witches watch. The coven leader climbs the potion. She takes the magic knife and places it on your heart. You feel the click of cold sleep. You hear her voice. It would be better to die than to join this coven of the only religion. With fear and doubt in your heart, she says. And you will give the witches an answer. Perfect love and perfect trust. Now, hands lead you into the circle. The priestess leads you into the circle behind you with a gesture of the arm. Now your hands are being bound to the cord. You are made to kneel before the altar, and your feet are also bound tightly together. Are you ready to swear that you will be true always to the heart? The high priestess' voice. I am, I swear. First, you must be purified. The high priestess is taking up the whip. You wait tense in anticipation. Then she strikes you three times. The pain stabs through your body from your toes to your fingers. Now seven more strokes, then nine, then 21. But you bear it gladly. You welcome it with a strange exultation, exalted. A spiritual cleansing, a pure sense of triumph and freedom of the spirit. Now your head is anointed with oil, wine, and sprinkled with salted water. You feel a pair of lips pressed to yours, the ritual kiss of the high priestess. Then you are kissed by each of the witches present in turn. Now your hands and feet are unbound. You look around you with new eyes, as all the witches sit together with you in a circle to partake of a symbolic meal of cakes and wine. Now you will take the great oath as follows. I swear upon my mother's womb that I will never reveal any of the secrets of the art, and that I will be faithful to the art, forsaking all other faiths. This I swear by my past lives and my hopes of future lives to come, and I devote myself to utter destruction of the spirit forever if I break this, my solemn oath. Now the high priestess lights a new candle. She waves the wand to each point of the compass. Now you take the lighted candle in your right hand and swing the censer with your left. Walk slowly around the circle. Now the high priestess presents you with the cord. You must bind her with this cord as you were bound, and you must scourge her as you were scourged, giving her three times as many strokes as you receive. Finally, you are presented to the mighty spirits in the four quarters of the compass, and the dismissal is pronounced. O great spirits of the fire and water, spirits of the north, the south, the east, and west, whose names are secret, spirits of the unseen worlds, we thank you for thy presence in this place and for accepting this, our sister, into the mysteries of the craft. And thanking thee, we ask thee now to depart. Your first initiation is now complete. Later you will be initiated into the second degree of witchcraft.
You're tuned to Triad Radio, broadcasting from WXFM, Elmwood Park, 106 FM, serving Chicagoland in stereo from Elmwood Park and from downtown Chicago at 333 North Michigan Avenue in downtown Chicago.